Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
To what extent would the imposed sanctions or the intended imposed sanctions on the Netzer Yehuda Battalion increase anti-Semitism? Joining us on the line, we welcome once again on the Afternoon Overdrive, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council. Rabbi, good afternoon to you and thanks always for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon to you and to your readers and listeners. And we should have a happy Passover Pesach.
Indeed, from all of us to Rabbi, Chag Pesach Sameach, to you from all of us at Chai FM. And once again, thank you for taking the time to join us and unpack this issue, which regards a letter you've submitted to U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Jack Lew. You've asked to stop the decision to impose sanctions on the Netzer Yehuda Battalion. So, Rabbi, what is going on here? What are your concerns?
Well, I met with the ambassador about 2 weeks ago, and we discussed. He was interested in the conscription of religious soldiers, Haredi soldiers, and also the humanitarian aid to Gaza. And then we suddenly hear in the papers that there's a plan of the American administration to make sanctions against Netzach Yehuda. Now, this Netzach Yehuda is a religious grouping of soldiers of the part of the Israeli Defense Forces. Mm-hmm. They were based in Yehuda Veshomeron in Samaria, and as they're based there in Samaria, you know, there's a lot of conflict there, and there's a lot of people all over the world who are against the fact that Israel are there, including Jewish people and Israeli people. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they've been the subject of many, many false accusations about their behavior. Now, we all know very well, if God forbid a soldier misbehaves, he is punished, he's seized, he's taken to court, he has the position to defend himself. The fact that an American administration from a distance can decide that they're going to do sanctions on a group, which they're not accusing them, this particular group of soldiers, this battalion today, perhaps it was a previous time, based on people who naturally an aversion to aversion to soldiers in the West Bank, have an aversion perhaps to religious Jews. It's a very sad thing. Now, if this can spread, I don't think any government should interfere to such an extent in which battalions can be used. This kind of thing will spread to other battalions as well. The sad funny thing is, at this moment of time, the Netzach Yehuda are not in Samaria. They are in Gaza distributing the humanitarian aid. So it's falsely all this accusation. Now, the very fact that there is such an accusation and there are sanctions, and the sanctions are reported all over the world, mm-hmm. obviously it's going to increase anti-Semitism. It's going to give justification for anti-Semitism. And it's not the right time, particularly for in America, where we've got these terrible things happening in the universities in Columbia. They have to be far more careful in taking actions that might increase anti-Semitism. And therefore, I wrote to him, mm-hmm. and I'm very pleased to say that reports are coming in that they might desist from this. And I do hope that my letter also assisted. I'm sure that the Israeli government turned to them. I know that. But I hope that I also contributed something. I hope it is, in fact, the reports that are in the papers is, in fact, true. Every single person can't be tried, convicted without having a hearing, without giving his say. And to take a group of people to do so and say the whole Netzach Yehuda is a terrible thing, and that's the type of thing that can cause anti-Semitism. This was my point.
Indeed.
That I made to the ambassador.
Rabbi, what exactly, as you, it begs the question, what would have been the United States' specific attention to this battalion? What could have drawn their attention to it in the first place?
You know, the dislike of the unlike. Even in Israel, there are people, unfortunately, you know, they don't like, they find it odd that these religious Jews with their peyot and keep all the mitzvot, etc., have joined the army. They're different from most of them, and the fact is that they're serving. They have been, that might have been a mistake, putting them to serve in Samaria, which is it's an area of tremendous conflict. I don't think people have preconceived notions and preconceived ideas. I really think that if the government, American government backs down, they will realize that they've probably made a mistake and been misinformed. Misinformed and made wrong judgments. I can imagine a religious soldier would be far, far more, or all soldiers are sensitive, but would have a sensitivity to the value of human life and the respect for a person's life. And I think that not only anti-Semitism, I think such a decision by the American government will cause further dissension in Israel itself. You know, the people will say, look at you Jews there, you religious ones, how you're criticized all over the world. It'd be a good thing if they back down on this, and it will help, I'm sure it will assuage anti-Semitic things and conflicts. We have enough differences in Israel at the present moment. We must find ways not to exacerbate our differences.
Indeed. Rabbi, so just to confirm, you did fleetingly mention that there are some positive, there's some positive feedback coming through. So I take it now Ambassador Liu has now taken this matter forward and he's engaging with the United Nations or with the authorities on this right now.
Not the United Nations, with the
sorry,
USA.
The USA, I beg your pardon, the USA, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, yes. According to the reports in the papers, the USA have decided, Biden's administration have given instructions this afternoon, it appeared, instructions to the Pentagon not to go ahead with their decision. And I hope, you know, you can't believe everything you read, but I hope this is something that we can read. Right. And I know Mr. Netanyahu, I don't like, I'm a religious, I'm a rabbinate, I don't want to get action into politics, but Netanyahu himself has said he couldn't allow this type of thing to happen because today it will be A and tomorrow it's B and tomorrow it's C. And we are proud in Israel, I mean, of the fact of the legal system, particularly in the army. And then they bend over to make sure that everybody behaves in humanely as possible in an army and according to the wars of law everywhere, international wars of war.
Indeed.
And so I hope that that will be the case.
Rabbi, we're going to have to leave you there. Indeed, we hope indeed that's going to be the case, that the playing field is leveled regarding their decisions regarding the Netzach Yehuda Battalion and what they intend to do with it regarding the sanctions. We hope it's going to be positive by the next time we chat again. Rabbi, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to update us on that situation. Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council.